Into Wonderland radio program presents.
A Baby Is Hurt by Ian Rump. Alice said somebody threw a baby. That somebody was a duchess. She should be in jail by now. That the baby wasn't a kid. It was a baby, a young baby. Nobody knows what the baby's name was, but it wouldn't be hard to find out. You see her, please tell Alice to... She can return the baby. The Duchess threw the baby because it sneezed. Duchess thinks that he sneezes to mock her. I don't think that is true. A baby is not smart, so he wouldn't know that. Unless the baby is smart, everything in Wonderland is weird, so it is quite possible the baby is smart. Please see the Duchess, report her to the police, please.
Total Chaos by Isabel Garcia. Alice was in front of a house, but she didn't know that it was crazy. Of course, nothing can be too crazy in Wonderland. She didn't know anything about it, but she did hear things crashing. When she walked in, she was surprised because of what she saw. If you had gone in instead of Alice, one look and you'd run out. Of course, Alice was used to this kind of stuff. There were plates, cups, bowls, and more being thrown around by the cook. But she wasn't the only person throwing things because the Duchess threw the baby into Alice's arms. Thank goodness she caught it. But why would everybody be minding their own business in this chaos? Well, I guess in Wonderland things are quite different. Now, I should go because the baby is becoming a pig.
The Cat's Way of Purring by Michael Zerub. The cat was mad at the moment, possibly because he was bothered by the March Hare or the Hatter. For the cat to grin all the time, the queen must have cast his spell where he was just born out of it. Wanted to be different than other cats because he thought they were boring. I think he first met the dog where Alice saw it. When the Cheshire cat is mad, he still grins, so he hides his anger, and so he doesn't snap. Normal cats wave their tails when they are excited, I believe. I don't understand how the Cheshire cat is mad and isn't excited. The Cheshire cat probably has a little bit short temper, so he disappears randomly. The Cheshire cat is on and maybe try it someday.
Disappearing with a Smile by Karina Nichols. When the Cheshire cat disappears, its smile is the last thing to be seen. And I think when it disappears, it goes to its owner. And it is the Duchess, So Sassy by Manuel Marie. Sometimes cats are nice and sweet to show their nice side, but sometimes cats can be sassy and aggressive. They can hiss and scratch and bite. It hurts. Believe me, this Cheshire cat is so sassy and he can sass you up. I think that the Cheshire cat is so sassy because cats are lazy and they don't know when you wake them up in the middle of a deep nap. Cats just like to be lazy and eat and drink and sleep again. Cats don't really like when you carry them too much. Dogs are more active.
The Genius Cat by Owen Morse. I always wondered how the cat got so smart. I assumed that it was born in a library. Maybe he was fascinated of all the words. And since he is a cat in Wonderland, animals go to school instead of people. I also assumed that he spent his time reading. Speaking of reading, he got the books at the library. The cat liked to read chapter books instead of picture books because he liked words and pictures. This presentation is over.
Why does the Cheshire Cat grin? By Sophia Robbins. Why does the Cheshire Cat grin? I think it is because his mom made him go to a grinning school. They force him to grin to make him have magical power. He probably is very happy that he can grin. If he grins much more, then he will probably die because it hurts so much. If you grin too much, then your face will stick. You will die because you can't move your face and the pain will be too much. Before that, you can can gain powers like the Cheshire Cat. You would have to be a cat first. Do not attempt growing too much at home. You could die. This concludes my presentation.
Why is the Cheshire Cat and everyone is mad here? By Sam Peter Fandino. The cat says everyone is mad here because they are. I mean, someone called the Mad Hatter must be mad. And the Duchess, throwing up baby, and don't forget the footman. Maybe he was frozen while he was looking at the sky. Maybe he met the pigeon. And maybe the pigeon thought he was a serpent too. And then the dodo bird won't tell his age, but I mean, that's natural. And then there's the white rabbit. I mean, what rabbit carries a pocket watch? Those are all the mad people wondering.
The Birth of a Crazy Cat by Sophie Gayne Lovins. Have you ever thought where the Cheshire Cat was born? Well, since the cat has extraordinary powers, like disappearing and other things, would prove that he was born in London. Wait a minute, he could be a pet. No, that does not sound good. Maybe he is the Mad Hatter's cat? That can be a possibility, because they're both mad. Only everybody's mad in Wonderland. The best possibility is that the Cheshire Cat is a loner. But that still leaves us to wonder, where is he born? Like I said in the first part of the story, all the evidence points to his birth in Wonderland. So, whatever place you think the Cheshire Cat is born, we can all agree on one thing. He is crazy.
Why Throwing Pans by Tristan Caffrey. How do you think you would react to a chef throwing pans at you because the Duchess does not care? I wonder if she does get really mad, she just knows how to contain her rage. Because I have anger issues and all my friends agree with me. If I were the Duchess, I would punch the chef in the face because it will depend on if he gets me or not, and also if it was hot or cold. So just saying, do not throw pans at me.
This has been an Into Wonderland radio program presentation.